Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm telling you what, we are just getting a really good response concerning our protests tomorrow. And I am pleased. Like I said yesterday, we're having people fly in to the Minnesota area to protest the Menards because they're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the Gestapoisms taking place here. I mean, after all, friends, this isn't Nazi Germany. This is America. We also have some friends out in Michigan that are going to be simultaneously protesting at the same time. And I just, if you're on social media platforms, come on, just work with me on this, okay? I want you to see what they actually created here. It says, I will defy tyrants. And it says, no shots, no masks. And this, again, coming from the young people and our friends Adam and Bethany in Michigan doing this stuff. They're going to be simultaneously doing their protest tomorrow from 9 a.m. to that of 12 p.m. That's Central Time, and it will be whatever their time is, Eastern Time, and we can check that out as things transpire. I know that Tim Brown's morning show is going to be broadcasting both of these protests simultaneously. And with that said, if there's others that are willing to go ahead and jump in and begin to protest this con job that the American people are subjugating themselves to across the country, put that up against Ephesians 4:14, and you're sick and tired of it and you want to stand up, well, today's the day to get a hold of us so we can actually make this happen. But again, going full circle here, friends, going back to the protest tomorrow, 9 to 12, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central, we're going to be protesting Menards here for the Gestapoisms. Again, this is not Nazi Germany. This is America. And they have not been given authority to go ahead and implement that which the government cannot. Governors, mayors, the president of the United States of America. Why? Because it's completely unconstitutional. So maybe we'll get to a little bit more of this topic before the show's up with today. Before that, I got to get to some of these things that we need to hit and nip it in the backside, friends, concerning who we are and what it is that we do. I want people, if you want to check us out on radio and you're listening to us on the 142 stations across the country and you're driving, you have to have a download, go to Genesis Communication Networks and you can actually copy and paste it. If you go to the front page of that of Genesis Communication Networks, it will also show you who we are and where we're at. We're always number one or number two out of 65 different show hosts. Again, it's not because we're smarter than anybody else. No, as a matter of fact, it's just that we're going back to what our founding fathers established. If you want resolve, that's what you must do. There's no way around that, nor do we want a way around that in any sense of the word. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What I want to show you, this shows you who we are and what it is that we've done on sonsoflibertyradio.com. But what I want to show you, especially if you're on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the center of the page and click on the far right Rumble connection, okay? Because we're live over there every day. They're actually developing their live feeds right now, but so far, so good, friends. And it's going to be very similar to that of YouTube without the restrictions of YouTube. So go over to that website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the center of the page. Click onto it, friends, and you will find us there every single day. Please subscribe. Please subscribe, friends. We've got so many people going to YouTube, which we just got banned from again. We got so many people going over to Facebook, which we're on the verge of, again, friends, bringing forth that lawsuit with Facebook. We're still in the works doing just that. But you're always going to find us over at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You're always going to find us at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Matter of fact, if you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you're going to find over there, friends, is 10 to 15 articles every single day. And what they are is combating the lies given unto you through the propagandist, namely the mainstream media. We are combating them every step of the way. That's what truth does, friends. It exposes darkness. And we're going to continuously do that. With that said, when you go to the right side of the page, go to the right side, you'll see social media platforms there. Tim Brown's show in the morning and my show in the afternoon. When you click onto it, it will bring you to social media platforms. You can also jump over to that before it's news.com social media platform. Same thing over there, friends. Same exact thing over there. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms, okay? Now, listen, what I want to get to really quick is I got much to cover, but what we're going to be talking about is this is the best that you have. I want to give you a prime example of these bad actors, these clowns in the circus of politics, and I'm going to show you some audio video, okay? Or listen, watch, either one. But I'm going to show you some video here to my social media platform friends concerning Jim Jordan, okay? Now, he's one of these great American appeasers. You hear me bring up Trey Gowdy. You hear me bring up Jason Chaffetz, Ted Cruz. You hear me bring up Daryl Issa and others, friends, that are jumping aboard as the great American appeasers. And I tell you, that's all they do is grill. It's nothing but a bad show because it never goes further than them grilling. And why are they grilling? Because they want to appease the simpletons in this country because they want you to believe that they're actually doing something about the problem when in fact they are not doing anything about the problem. And I want to tell you this, grilling them doesn't bring about righteousness and peace within the gates. Put that up against Amos 5:15, okay? Also Amos 5:24 when you get a moment. Let righteousness run down like water and judgment like a mighty stream. Let it happen. Let it pour into the camps of our enemies, Lord, in Jesus' name. So with that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. If I bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, brand new article, just published by Max Lavo. Just published. This is the stuff that I've been telling you for 13, going on 14 months now. CNN, Communist Network News. Americans, you know who the bad guys are, okay? CNN admits to fear-mongering propaganda to push the COVID-19 scandemic. How many times have I told you this, friends? Oh, and rest assured, during this next break, you're going to hear the propagandists under the name of conservatism, right? The good guys. You're going to hear them push the message of the propagandists. Put that up against what, friends? Well, there's no truth in them. John 8:44. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to call in, please do. No guest today, 1-866-582-9933. Make it your show, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if we go back to what I was just highlighting a moment ago, this is the information that we've been trying to convey to you for a long time. You all know of James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. He's the guy that sends in journalists, and what they do is they basically go in and they expose CNN, they expose Facebook, they expose Twitter, and they expose Planned Parenthood, they expose Google. And it's interesting, no matter how many times these people have been busted, man, these big tech companies are still there, given a free hand to go ahead and commit a crime on us, against us on another day. Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? See what happens when you let it go? You just let it go. What are you doing? You're breeding more crime. Psalm 12:8. Check it out when you get a moment. Okay? Just let it go, America. Just let it go. 330 million people running away from less than 1.7% of the population. Look what it's bringing. It's bringing more trouble. You're being sold down the river on a daily basis, and you're aware of it. And what do you do, Americans? Don't blame anybody but yourselves if it happens, okay? But look at this. CNN admits to fear-mongering propaganda to push the COVID-19 scandemic. Of course. Remember what Jim McDermott said back in that of September 11, 2001? He said you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. If you're on social media platforms right now, how many videos are exposing CNN here? How is it that they still have a free hand to attack you again? How is it that the American people are conditioned to actually believe that these people are above the law when they are not above the law? Come on! This is cowardice on the behalf of the American people to tolerate their crimes. It states in a released undercover video by that of Project Veritas, CNN admitted that they use fear because it really drives numbers. Of course. This is the fear of man, of course, which brings about a snare. This is the fear of man, which they drive to bring you and corral you into the answers and resolve that they want to offer you, just like they are today, right? It was reported that their death map, which we know is fabricated, was displayed to keep people afraid and turning into more of their propaganda. CNN's technical director, Charlie Chester, admitted that the death tracker is straight up fear-mongering to panic the sheep. Just think about this, friends. COVID, right? Question mark. Gangbusters with ratings, right? Question mark. Why is why we constantly have the death toll on the side? Chester said in the video, which was posted on social media on Wednesday. This is what he said. Gangbuster with ratings, right? Which is why we constantly have the death toll on the side. Let's make it higher. No such thing as unbiased news, right? This is what James O'Keefe said. It's exactly what's happening, friends. It's all propaganda, Americans. It's all fear. And it's coming from corruption in government and in the media to drive you to accept their resolve. Nothing new under the sun. I'm almost feeling like I'm mocking the American people that still have not opened their eyes. I mean, folks, I've spent hours, thousands of hours, prying the eyes of men open to see and continuously knocking their heads in hopes that something will loosen in their heads, that their ears can hear the warnings that we continuously give you. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33, okay? And we do that out of love. Remember, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Listen, we love you enough to shake you awake. And that's exactly what we're doing here. But again, on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, you have CNN admitting to fear-mongering propaganda to push the COVID-19 scandemic. Once again, there's the information. Okay, the mercy of God is that he just exposed it once again, right? That's what the mercy of God is, right? All things that are covered shall be revealed. Luke 12:2, and that's now our entry to go ahead and keep the judgments of God and deal with the wicked. And if we don't do that, friends, again, we deserve what we have got coming, and I don't want to see what we have coming because I am doing everything in my power to make sure that we're going to have a future and a hope, and I need some help in the process of doing that, right? And that all comes from my friends that are listening and the American people. Not to suggest that you're not many of you people, but there are a lot of people that are still not paying attention to the bare naked facts here concerning where all of this is coming from. You take an individual from the Middle East or someone from without the United States of America, a foreign country, you fly him into an international airport, New York, LAX, or you go into Chicago, and folks, they will tell you that the information that you're getting in this country is nothing less than propaganda. And again, why don't you go ahead and take the time and cross-check everything I'm telling you? And that's all you have to do is go online and Google Operation Mockingbird, and you again will understand what we're sharing with you here on the show. Now, I also wanted to highlight this line upon line, precept upon precept. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, we find that Center for Disease Control is now blurting the truth out in their confusion, and they admit that 5,800 fully vaccinated people became infected, and 74 of them died. Did you hear what I said? The CDC is admitting 5,800 fully vaccinated people became infected, and 74 of them died. Now, keep in mind the CDC, keep in mind the WHO, keep in mind these are all control narratives. That's why you're hearing it from the same networks at the same time. Okay? And it doesn't matter if it's from Fox News or MSNBC. They can be diametrically opposed concerning the delusion and the illusion that they're trying to give their viewers, but in fact, they're working for the same people. This is a fact. Okay? There's enough information to see, again, friends, that they are working hand in glove in unison and in concert to bring about the results that they're attempting to bring about. I've got that, and I'm trying to figure out in mind. I got a thought right now. It's interesting that they were talking about in this article. Yeah, here it is. I want you to listen to this. It was something I caught right away. Remember how just the other day you heard on the propaganda outlets concerning the breaks, you know, the hard breaks and the commercials that happen in between? It's interesting, friends, that you were told about 3 to 5 days ago that over 100 million people already got vaccinated. Remember when I told you it's all propaganda? It's not true. They don't have the numbers. Listen to me carefully, my friends. They've lost the narrative. Let me say it again. They've lost the narrative. They lost the narrative long ago. But they're pushing it forward because they have an investment. And they want a return on their investment. That's what they want. And that's why they came in with forced compliance, because they seen that the people, for the most part, are not going along with it. But keep in mind, remember, right, if you listen to the show, they were talking about over 100 million people are already vaccinated. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Now, let me show you how you get different numbers. It reminds me of the evolutionists. You know, one of the evolutionists, you know, the fool has said in his heart that there's no God, you know, found in Psalm 14. Isn't it interesting how they talk about how the world was created over 3 million years ago, and then you hear the next guy say 6 billion years ago, and then you hear the next guy 114 million. Folks, there's no concrete evidence of what man says. They can't even predict the future concerning the weather tomorrow, and they want to tell you what happened 114 million years ago. I can tell you absolutely nothing. The earth is 6,000 years old. Read the Word of God. That is factual information. And it's historical documentation. And I'm not going there because we have the Holy Ghost and He's alive forevermore. But the fact of the matter is, friends, it still is a historical documentation. And look at how well put together the Word of God and how specific the Word of God is concerning everything it has to say to you. All right? And it's not contradictory, it's complementary. Just for the record, that's why the Holy Ghost is so well needed, especially today in these times. Okay? But listen to this. 100 million people vaccinated, the brand new report just yesterday. CDC officials tell Yahoo Life that as of April 13th, about 5,800 breakthrough COVID-19 infections, meaning someone who is fully vaccinated against the virus still contracts COVID-19. Okay, that's what they want you to believe. It has been reported to the CDC among the more than, you ready? Remember they told you 100 million? Now it's 66 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated. I can tell you right now, that is the furthest thing from the truth. It's not true a thing that they say, friends. You know how we constantly make reference to Saul Alinsky's tactic, understanding the mind of the enemy, you know, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Well, cause the enemy to believe, right, as we ostracize those that haven't gotten vaccinated, give them a bigger number so they feel more isolated, so they feel more ostracized, more polarized, because you're going to get to the point sooner or later, if we get the number big enough and they actually believe it, where they're going to run to the local pharmacy and get their shots. Take that over to that of dictators. Why do they have these mass meetings? Because they want to what? Isolate their political opposition. Folks, they don't have the numbers straight. And isn't it interesting how they just throw these numbers out, not expecting people to actually catch them in another lie? The devil's in the details. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire, and the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left 8 people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News. Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So, my view is if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune, and so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Okay, you know what? I'm sitting here listening to the break there, and the commercial's going on. No, so it went from 100 million. See, this is how, folks, this is why we're constantly under attack by big tech companies. And I'm going to show you another reason that we're under attack by big tech companies here in just a moment. Okay? You just heard during the break. It went from 100 million 3 to 5 days ago concerning those that have been vaccinated down to the CDC now saying that there was 66 million. I just highlighted this right before the break. 66 million. So it went from 100 to 66 million now. And now it just went up in 3 days. It went up in 3 days to 77 million people. Baloney. Baloney, friends. This is what the definition of propaganda is. Notice how they keep throwing out so many different theories, numbers. It's designed to confuse you. Daniel 9:7, check it out when you get a moment. Conspiracies, 2 Kings, Jeremiah 11:9 are always controlled from within, and this is how they operated. They keep everybody distracted from the guilty party. Americans, is it working? It's baloney. It's lies. That's all they have to offer because there's no truth in them. Okay, so for the sake of time, I wanted to highlight this really quick, and I'm going to take some calls here in a moment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, look at this. Facebook executive told whistleblower that state-sponsored disinformation is job security. who's attacking people that are telling the truth about COVID-19 more than the big tech companies? Now, folks, there's a little appendix that they actually put onto each article if it talks about COVID. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, that's why after being on YouTube again for 2 days, they pulled another brand new site. They've given me two strikes. Why? Because they said that I was giving you medical misinformation. No, they don't attack people that are off base. They attack people that are on base. Okay? It's always hottest over the drop zone. They confirm the facts. Folks, they mean to conceal the truth by attacking those that are giving you the truth. Okay? YouTube just gave me another strike, and that's what they told me. When you go to Facebook, any article that has COVID-19 on it, they append a little button there so you can go and check out their version of COVID-19. According to who? The CDC, the lying criminal, corrupt CDC, and the WHO. That's what they do. They're controlling the narrative. They're controlling the narrative. And I know that a good portion of you are wide awake now. I really do. And I know that more people are becoming awake concerning what's happening here. I really do. And it really is happening now, friends. It really is. There's holes in their theories all over the place. In theories, they are. Okay? Because, again, it goes back to the fact that this is propaganda. Here, let me just do this really quick because I want people to get the definition of what propaganda is. I know that you just hear the word propaganda, but do you really know what the definition of propaganda is? And because sometimes when you give the definition, it brings more clarity. It really does. Okay, so what I'm going to do, when I go to Webster's 1828, propaganda, guess what? There is no definition of propaganda. Okay, so let's go to propaganda. And by the way, there's a lot of new words because they're revised to mean something that there really truly is no definition to. Okay, so if I go to propaganda here, I'm just going to a modern version. Just keep that in mind. The spreading of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution, a cause, a person. Allegations spread deliberately to further one's cause or to damage an opposing cause. Is that what's happening here? Oh, my goodness. That's right. If you know the definition of what propaganda is, I don't even need to tell you that they're propagandists. Because to say their allegations spread deliberately to further one's cause or to damage an opposing cause, I just have one question for everybody listening to me right now. How many opposing views have you heard concerning that of COVID-19 through the mainstream media, through Bill Gates, through Melinda Gates, through the current administration, through the past administration, through the politicians that are acting together, that are all walking around with their masks on, which only shows you who they're subservient to? Have you heard that from Anthony Fauci? Have you heard that from any of the useful idiots in the mainstream media? No. That's propaganda. Okay? And I want to show you this one more time. Facebook on sonsoflibertymedia.com, executive told whistleblower, right, in this undercover video, state-sponsored disinformation is job security. Well, I say we put them out of a job, and I say that we put them in jail because they don't have a right to lie. Folks, do you realize that freedom of speech does not give you a right to lie? Because the rights that God has bestowed upon us, according to Charles D. Montesquieu, is that liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. Okay? Good. Just wanted to make clear. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a couple phone calls, and then when I come back, I'm going to play some audio for you. I have to play this audio of Jim Jordan because this is the best that you have right now. Okay? He's some congressional overseer now. And what's his purpose? Well, I'm going to play this audio for you, and you go ahead and tell me what his purpose is. I'm going to take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I want to agree with you 100% and tell you that, you're absolutely right. When you watch a half-hour newscast, which I do once a week just to keep up with what's going on. So many people have been vaccinated. Yet, in the next report, you know, not even 5 or 10 minutes later in the broadcast, they will say, not enough people have been vaccinated. You got to get vaccinated.
That's right.
So that's
right.
Really all I have to say. Same
appreciate
exactly.
It. Yeah, appreciate it, Sal. Now, I got another phone call up on Comrex right now. There's no name on there, GCN, so I'm just going to take a shot. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Brandon, this is Dan. How you doing from Ohio?
Oh, Dan from Ohio. How are you? I haven't talked to you for a whole whopping week?
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in.
I just want to say great job preaching up there at New Beginnings. I mean, it was awesome. Great job.
Cool. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. I wanted to talk about Jordan. Yeah, I'm from Ohio.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Jordan, it was all a stage. You know, last year he never said a word about the lockdowns, and now he cares?
Right. Yeah, well, it's his turn. It's his turn to take the stage. And this is it. They're just shifting from corrupt, extorted congressional overseers to the next one. And it's nothing but a show, Dan, because it goes no further than them talking big. And I'll leave it there until I play the audio. So you say on.
Okay. Well, I will tell you, I ran into him, and he didn't have a mask on. And when I questioned him why he always wears a mask in D.C. and why he never opposed Trump, he said that, you know, it would be a political suicide to go against Trump, how popular he was. And I think I told you, I said, well, you're the perfect reason for term limits, because your district would always vote Republican or somebody else. We don't need compromised people who are there to remain elected.
Well, right, but that what you and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but we all do understand that the Daryl Issas, the Trey Gowdys, the Jason Chaffetz, the Ted Cruzes, the now Jim Jordans, they're nothing but again, entertainment for the American people. Tame derived from entertain means to stop from entering. So as long as I'm entertaining you and appeasing you, guess what? Your rights are being stripped through that entertainment. And the fact of the matter is, when we look at Jim Jordans of the day and what they're doing today, for friends, it's nothing more than appeasement, and you're about ready to see it and hear it in just a moment here. But you're right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this is the last thing I want to say is that, you know, I know when I come in or call in, I'm always talking about the Republicans. We know who the Democrats are. We don't even have to call them out because they show us who they are. But all these people continually want to put all this hope that the Republicans are going to save them. And they need to realize that it's their job to restore the liberty of this country and protect our freedoms, not these politicians in Washington who have sold us out.
That's right. So let's go back to something that you just said a moment ago then, Dan. You said when you ran into Jim Jordan, by the way, he's extorted just like the rest of them are. They're told what to do, and they better do it, because if they don't, they're going to be ousted. But when we go back to Jim Jordan, and he said it was political suicide not to wear a mask, I got one question for you. Then who does he work for? The American people or those that control them in Washington, D.C.?
Right. Well, he said it was political suicide to oppose Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Because I asked him why he questioned that. Remember the $1.9 trillion that had the Pakistan gender studies and everything? And he complained to no end when it came out. But when Trump signed it, he never called Trump under a rug for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you why in just a moment concerning Jim Jordan. When I'm talking about extorted men, they have crimes that they've committed. They're picked up by agencies. They're picked up by the powers that are tolerated. They're told what to do. And if they fail to do it, then they're going to be in trouble. They'll be ousted if they don't follow orders. That is not a theory. I'm about ready to show you that it's factual, because for those that don't know, many of these men are embroiled in scandal. And the scandal that they're embroiled in, most people don't even know it because they're not taking time to actually know who these people are. But every single time, what we find is these are the foxes guarding the chicken coop. And that's all they do is grill, put on a show, and justice is never brought about, and the American people are appeased, and then they wonder why they're losing their freedoms. Thank you for the call, Dan from Ohio. I totally appreciate you, my friend. I truly do. Yeah, thank you. So, folks, what I'm going to do when I come back, I'm going to play some audio and video here for you, and I'm going to show you how the big bad boy Jim Jordan is grilling Anthony Fauci in a fiery exchange. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Folks, I can't make this up. I really can't make this up. So we have an encoding error right now while recording. So we'll see what happens here. But I was just about ready to play some audio for you and some video so you can see for yourself as to what is taking place. As a matter of fact, just for the sake of time and holding to the audio until this is fixed concerning social media platforms, Judah, why don't you go ahead and play that piece of Jim Jordan, okay, grilling Anthony Fauci. Okay, check this out.
Well, in your written statement, you say, now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back?
When do Americans get their freedom back?
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high
threat. What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean, we had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get more freedom?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can, to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when, and I believe
no longer a threat. When is it no longer a threat? When they say so.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure? What standard? What objective? Outcome.
Can you go ahead and stop that real quick, Judah? GCN, I hope you're turning this up just a little bit. Why is Jim Jordan, a congressional oversight and an overseer, asking, an elected representative asking Anthony Fauci when this is going to be done with. When are we going to receive our freedoms back? Why is he asking a bureaucrat, an unelected representative, when we're going to be receiving our freedoms back? By the way, this applies to every elected representative as well. They don't have the freedom to remove our rights. Their purpose in government is to restrain men from sin, to ensure our God-given rights, not the other way around. So what's happening, friends? Why is Jim Jordan asking Anthony Fauci, who is an unelected bureaucrat, when we're going to receive our freedoms? And notice what he said, by the way. Notice what Anthony Fauci said. When more people are vaccinated. Wait a second. I thought everybody was just going along. I thought everybody was getting vaccinated. I thought it was like the coolest thing since creation. You see how their message doesn't line up with their propaganda? So if people get confused, that's okay, because they can just come in and say something different, because they can already rest in the fact that most Americans are just going to let them do it to them again and again and again and again and again. But doesn't anybody think this is a little odd? That we have a congressional overseer asking the question from an unelected bureaucrat as to when we're going to get our freedoms back? Friends, I've said it before. I'll say it again. My freedoms don't come from them. My freedoms come from God. My rights come from God. And they work for me. Now, I want you to listen to this and pay attention from a different perspective and look at Jim Jordan for who he really is. He's a bad actor. He's a clown in the circus of politics, and so is Anthony Fauci. And if you look at Jim Jordan, if I could show you the video right now, which I can't, we're having an encoding error problem. It's interesting. He's playing right along with Anthony Fauci. He subjugated himself to Anthony Fauci and his dictatorial dictatorships. I mean, Americans, really? It's laughable. They couldn't have gotten away with this 10 years ago in this country. And what's laughable about it, friends, and what's sad on the other hand, is you're the ones that are being laughed at. Go ahead and play the rest of that, Judah. This is Jim Jordan grilling, friends, that of Anthony Fauci.
You're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But
I disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
That's what they did.
For sure, when we get the level of infection very low, it is now at such a high level, there's a threat again of major surge.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked. Your right to go to church, your right...
And who attacked them, Americans, more than your governments?
Freedom of speech have all been assaulted.
Yes, they have.
For a year now, Americans haven't been able to go to church. Even today, when they go to church, they're limited in the size of worshipers who can meet. Your right to assemble? Oh, my goodness. We had a curfew last fall in Ohio. You had to be in your home at 10. In Pennsylvania, you had to be in your home. When you're in your home, you had to wear a mask. In Vermont, when you're in your home, you didn't have to wear a mask, Dr. Fauci, because you weren't allowed to have people over to your house.
See, now just stop for a moment. Now keep in mind what Jim Jordan is saying is what government did to the people concerning the invisible enemy, the virus. Okay, and what you're hearing Jim Jordan do right now is magnify the crimes of Anthony Fauci rather than being the law that he's called to be in upholding the law and magnifying the law, Article 2, Section 3, and executing faithfully those laws against the crimes of the likes of Anthony Fauci, the WHO, the CDC, the Bill Gateses of the world. This is, again, it's so simple to understand. Jim Jordan is impotent. He's worthless. He has no purpose being there whatsoever. Why? Because the only thing he's doing is playing up to our oppressors. He's not dealing with our oppressors. And again, all those things that Jim Jordan is saying right now, friends, concerning all the things that government did to us, your rights have been under attack for a year. That the people can't go to church but 25% capacity. Restaurants were shut down. Businesses were shut down. Yeah, Jimmy, who did that? The government did. And I want to tell you something. They never had a right to do it from the very get-go. And I didn't comply to it once. Not a once. Okay? So they can give the impression that what they did was right. They can give you the impression that somehow or another what Anthony Fauci, the last administration and the current administration have done to you, threatening you through forced compliance, you better do this or else, right? He can give you the impression that what they did was somehow righteous, but I want to say this. What comes to my aid right now is Proverbs 28, verse 5, where it says, evil men understand not judgment. What needs to happen here is people need to get a knowledge of the law and bring these people, including the Jim Jordans of the world, to justice. Because they fail to do it, and it's all by design. It's all by design. Now, I would say that some of them are stupid enough not to know the difference. No question about it. But these guys all the well know how the pro wrestling matches work. One's good, one's bad. But behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. Go ahead and play the rest of that, Judah.
To petition your government for a year, American citizens haven't been able to come to their capital to petition their government to talk to their representatives and freedom of the press. These very pictures that...
You never lost the right, Americans.
Guess what? The press isn't allowed in those facilities.
And that's all criminal talk, what he's talking. Well, the press can't go in there. Why? Because they're letting the bad guys do what the bad guys do.
Governor of our third largest state meets with positions in that...
Folks, I'm going to tell you what. Because of this encoding error that we had on social media platforms, do forgive me. We are going to play this tomorrow, and I want you to see it so you can understand how they're on the same team. They're just doing nothing but entertaining the people because everybody wants to see Anthony Fauci get dealt with. But this isn't what I call getting dealt with. I call this a joke. Again, I call this the circus of politics. When Jim Jordan sits there and asks him when we can have our freedoms back, how long is this going to last? You have a serious problem. And Jim Jordan's the best that you have. That's exactly why you're in trouble. He's just another one to add to the stooges that you allow to continuously play the game as they entertain you out of your God-given rights. This is an absolute joke. Oh, Jim Jordan, man, he's really grilling Fauci in a fiery exchange. Oh, yeah, look at him. Give it to him, man. That's great. Oh, look at Jim. Hey, by the way, did you know that Jim Jordan is caught up and embroiled in scandal concerning pedophilia? Did you all know that? I just wanted to make sure you understand. When I said that they're extorted men, you better understand they're extorted men, and they're doing what they better be. You know, they better do what they're told to do. I'm going to play some audio concerning that tomorrow as well, and I want you to see some video because this kid, Jim Jordan, looks like a little kid, and he acts like a little kid. But when he's being interviewed and grilled by a reporter that was really doing his job as a journalist, you can see this kid, Jim Jordan, acted like he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. And his heart was all over his sleeve that he was guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.